More details are emerging about disgraceful behaviour at some of Sydney's private schools. Allegations are being aired at the Child Abuse Royal Commission this week. The King School has been under the microscope over the way it handled cases of bullying. Now, I know the King School isn't alone, but the stories coming out of the Royal Commission are just unacceptable. There's a former King School student who's told the commission that another boy ejaculated on him at a school camp in 2013. The victim then says he endured months of taunts and bullying over the incident until he finally told his parents, who alerted the school. But the commissioner said that the King School headmaster, Timothy Hawkes, did not report the alleged sexual abuse to police. Now, this is despite the deputy headmaster receiving advice from a senior police constable that the incident should be reported. The deputy headmaster, Dr. Andrew Parry, emailed the police and said, "Should we notify you officially of this situation?" And the police officer said, "Yes." The email stated three times it should be reported. The commissioners heard this email was circulated to senior school staff, including the headmaster, but despite being clearly told to formally notify the police, no report was made. Dr. Timothy Hawkes has admitted not reporting the alleged incident was a catastrophic failure, and he's right. You can say that again.